Good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 47 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here, as always. Nice to see you guys. Happy Sunday. Good morning. Hope you guys had a great week. I have got all kinds of news to tell you guys. I got an awesome week on you guys. It was unbelievable. So, let's see. It's, it's 7:10. Would have been 8:10, but it's daylight saving, beginnings of daylight saving time, and here we are, an hour earlier than it was, so it's kind of light out. My power's out for some reason. I woke up to use the bathroom this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and while I was taking care of business, the power went out. So we had about like an inch of rain between 6 o'clock last night and 6 o'clock this morning, so it was a really stormy night. So I'm guessing trees or branches fell on a line somewhere along the way. So power's out. So I'm having a quiet morning. I'm not sure when I'll get to get this up for you guys. I won't be able to edit it or upload it, but luckily the batteries are charged, so I can sit here and talk to you. So yeah, you guys, what an amazing week I had. I sure hope your guys' was as good as mine. So from a zero-carb perspective, I had a very simple week. I just ate my ground beef and lamb, like I have been doing lately. Did I eat anything else? I don't think so. I think I just ate my ground beef and lamb, and I felt pretty dang fantastic all week. So I got news, you guys. I can't keep it in. I'm so excited. How do I even start to tell you guys? I'm sorry, I'm just waking up, as you guys know, as always, and I've been so excited that I actually stayed up really late last night and had long days the last couple days. I've had been just burning the candle at both ends, working on my new project here, and I'm excited to share it with you. So I had an incredible, unexpected, totally unexpected windfall, I guess would be the only word for it. So as you guys know, I worked my butt off last spring, got myself out of debt, kind of just arrived here at this place where I am not having to hustle. You know, like, I've been having to hustle, well, pretty much since I moved in here, because I don't think I might have told you ages ago, I used to have kind of a career, and then I moved here to this small town, and I've been trying to figure out how to make a living here ever since. Now, I do have a pretty good gig with my marine electronics thing here, and it has been a career, again, a second career, and I was real busy with it for the last 10 years or 15 years. But prior to that, you know, I was in the snowboard action sports industry and doing well financially and moving forward. And when I moved out here, I really dropped all that. And so I have been struggling and hustling ever since, trying to pay the rent and all that. So, you know, I got sick and I had to stop work and I built this little shack so I could get my place rented, and you guys know the story. But really, you know, on my goals list, as you guys know, I've talked about financial stability here at home, and that was my main number one goal. I mean, that was really why I built this shack that I live in, and why I, you know, live so simply in the way I do. It suits me, but it also is a means to an end, and it allows me to, you know, have the mortgage paid and renters down there keeping the house warm and not going backwards. And so I just got here this summer. You know, I worked my butt off last spring. I paid off all my debt, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not making money, but I'm breaking even. I'm just kind of holding steady, and it was tough. I mean, I was down to, like, you know, $40 just spending money for a month for the last couple months. So, you know, I'm pretty good at that. I'm a pretty frugal guy, and I don't need much, and I have everything I want. So, however, I did just get here. I am just kind of have been maintaining. It's been incredibly profound, my favorite word, for me, because I've been having to hustle for a long time. So in these last few months, as you guys have noticed in these last few journals, you know, I've been talking a lot about being here in the moment, and really, you know, kind of trying to figure out what to do with my time. That's not the right way to put it. More just to figure out how to be here now and to be content in the moment and content with everything I have. And I'm old enough now, I should know better, but you know, when I was 25 or whatever, you couldn't keep me in one place for, you know, 30 seconds. If I was here, I'd go to your house for dinner, and then I'd look at the snow and decide that it was going to be powder tomorrow, and I'd jump in my car at 11 o'clock at night and drive up and sleep in the parking lot. And, you know, I was just always on the go and always wanting the next thing. So being here now has been a really important skill for me to work on. And it's been leading to really content, a lot of contentment. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, kind of just got here to where I'm not having to hustle. I've been enjoying hanging out. I've been kind of trying to figure out, you know, like, as you guys know, what am I going to do with this time I got when I don't have to hustle? What's next for me? What do I want to do? And so, you know, with this time I've had, you know, in the past decade, every time I've had a spare moment, I haven't had any spare money or any spare time, because if I had money, I'd buy fences and fix the fences, and there's always a ton of work to do around here to keep the place from falling apart. It's been financially, you know, ahead of me, and hard to keep up with. And so, yeah, so I had kind of stopped recreating and really had just been, like, sort of in that cycle of work for money and then struggle when I'm here to keep things together. And it's been fine. It's life. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I've just been doing it. And anyways, I just got to this point where I'm not having to hustle, right? So I've been trying, and my fences are good, and there's stuff I could do around the property, but I've been at it hard for years now. And so I've been, as you guys know, trying not to spend money, so not starting projects, which means not getting much done around the property, and trying to just relax and enjoy my time. And so, as you guys know, I've been recreating more lately, going surfing, going hiking, taking pictures, you know, getting more back into my photography and video, and yeah, finding what it is that one does with their time when they don't have to hustle. So this might be a long one, you guys. I got a lot to share. Let's see how the batteries are going to hold up. Oh, I got a couple bars. I might have to cut it a little short. So part of me getting myself out of my big house, I was buried in stuff. I mean, I haven't really talked about that much. I talked about it in the beginning because it was a huge part of my life 2 years ago, getting rid of all that stuff. And I'm mostly down to, I still have a little bit of odds and ends to get rid of, but I'm not feeling so pressured to eBay two things a day like I was on my goals list for years, over the last 3 years. But I had a lot of stuff, you guys. And one of the things I had, and I think I've talked about a little bit, is I had an amazing vintage musical instrument collection. So when I was 20 or 21, you know, I was on the road as a snowboard rep, and I had a lot of extra cash, and I had a truck full of, like, I mean, there was times of the year when I would have 200 snowboards for, you know, sample sets for trade shows and promo boards for demos and sponsored kids, you know, that I would go sponsor people. And so I had a truck full of snowboards. So it was pretty easy to travel around and find a guitar and, you know, trade a couple snowboards for $600 and get myself a 1970 Les Paul or something like that. So I did a lot of that in the 90s. And a few years ago, I had a pretty extensive vintage guitar collection. I had pretty cool stuff. I had a 59 Stratocaster and a 63 Telecaster and a 62 P bass and a 61 Jazzmaster and Les Pauls and endless amplifiers, mostly Fender Silverface, Drip Edge, 5AR4 rectified. That's a GZ34. Anyways, I know a lot about that stuff, or I used to. I forgot most of it. But when I went to get rid of all my stuff and I was sick and I was reevaluating what was important to me, you know, I realized I had had those for a long time. I really hadn't been playing them at that time because I was terribly depressed and I had stopped playing guitar for the most part. And I kept looking at them and thinking about how much they were worth. And you know, when I got them, I had wanted to hold on to them until I was old, thinking they were in my retirement fund. But I had to cash in my retirement fund. It was time to make hay or get off the pot. I was going to lose my place. And I didn't. And I had all this stuff sitting around. And I knew that if I had to sell all this stuff in a hurry, it was going to be you know, sold in a fire sale, and I wouldn't get the value out of it. So I took a different approach, and, you know, just have been selling everything off slowly. But I didn't sell any of my instruments. I did, but I didn't sell them personally myself. I recognized that, you know, that market is all about accountability and reliability, because people have to believe that what you are selling them is what you say it is. So it's not something that does very well on eBay or something like that. So I called a Seattle guitar store, and the owner came out and took all of my gear with him. And we just had a handshake deal. It was really cool. It was a real trusting thing. I mean, I think he was commenting on it, because I think it's pretty rare for someone to give someone a lot of gear. I mean, it was worth a lot of money. And just on a handshake deal, you know, we did some paperwork and all that. But anyways, so he started selling my gear for me and sending me commission checks. And that was about 3 years ago, I think, we made that deal. 2.5 years ago, he came out and took the stuff. And for a while, I got checks regularly for the first year. And then I got a check from him a little bit over a year ago, and that was the last time I heard from him. So I had done my accounting, and I was thinking I was just about done. He had sold everything except for one expensive guitar that I didn't expect to be sold, and it hasn't sold. So I didn't, you know, so I have been trying to check in with him all summer, but he's been traveling, he's busy, and we kind of miss each other. And we finally touched base at the beginning of this week, and come to find out, much to my surprise, he had sold three more things of mine that I had no idea were there. Well, I'd forgotten. I thought they were gone. And so I got a check this week, you guys. I got a check this week for a pretty good windfall. Not a lot. I mean, I don't need to say numbers, but it's more than $1,000, less than $10, and but it's enough for a guy like me who has very low monthly expenses right at the moment to feel completely free. So I have been on a bit of a whirlwind this week. I didn't buy anything frivolous. I bought tinfoil and toilet paper and toothpaste, the three T's that I couldn't afford for the last month, which is pretty funny. I had toilet paper. I just was running low. But I was at the point where I wasn't buying, like, you know, a $20 necessity, because I might need that money for rent or whatever in the coming weeks, and I wasn't sure what was coming. So I bought, you know, restocked my stuff, and then I thought about what it was I wanted to do. So what am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you guys what I did. I've already started. I thought I might, you know, I've been really frustrated. Not frustrated, but I've been learning in the last few months that if I had had the means to get out to the beach, I would have gone. I would have liked to have had a car that could have taken me surfing. Now, I couldn't have done it even if I had a car, because it would have been $30 or $40 shot in gas, and I just couldn't have done it over the last couple months. That's actually why I couldn't go. I could have driven my truck, but it would have been $50 or $60 in gas to get out there, and I just kept telling myself it's not worth a, you know, a lift ticket to go for a surf for 2 hours. I mean, it would have been worth it if I had that money, but I wasn't able to spare it. So anyways, I recognized I wasn't too frustrated. I'm old enough. I was happy to find something else to do, but I recognized that I would have liked to have been able to get there. And there's been other things I've been missing. As you guys know, Thanksgivings and Christmases with my family have been missed because I couldn't get places. I missed my social event a couple weeks ago. It was my 30th high school reunion that was about 3 hours away. And, you know, I talked about how hard it was mentally to try and get myself to go. And what I didn't talk about was why I didn't go. And why I didn't go was because, you know, it was going to cost a couple $100 in ferry rides and gas. if I could have gotten there. I wasn't sure about my truck anymore and the dinner, and, you know, so it was going to be a couple $100 and I just couldn't afford it. And I could have put it on a credit card, but I've just been trying so hard not to do this stuff. So I still regret not doing that. And I'm not sure if it was the right or wrong decision, but it's done. So at any rate, I've recognized that I've been frustrated by not being able to get places. Now I have been driving a Nissan Leaf electric car an older one in 2013, so my range is short, about 60, 70 miles, and it was perfect for me. I had no complaints. I always anticipated that it was a town car, and I would get a road trip car when I needed to go places that were farther. So the Leaf has been fantastic. Getting to and from work when I had the big contract was, you know, it was great. So, however, I recognized what was going on. So guess what I did, you guys, on Friday? I got in that Leaf, and I got up at 5 in the morning, and I headed towards Seattle, and it sucked. I had to stop and charge the car for an hour. You know, I was taking a nap at 6 in the morning in the dark and waking up for my second time that day at 7 in the morning in the car. And anyways, I made it to Seattle, and I went to the car dealership row, and I traded that Leaf. And I swapped it for a Honda Odyssey minivan. And it's an older one. It's 2005. It's got like 150,000 miles, so I'm going to probably run it into the ground. Its value was a lot less than the Leaf, so I was able to trade it in without doing any swap, and I got a little bit ahead on a loan. I still owe a couple thousand bucks, but I should be able to get myself out from under that. But anyways, it was a downgrade. I'm going to save money on insurance. I'm going to save money on monthly fees. And I have that road trip car. I'm going to spend money on gas. That's going to be a problem for me when I start working again. So I'll have to figure that out. But in the meantime, my situation is different than it was last week. I have a car that can travel. I've got a little bit of money. And I've got nothing on the calendar. So, and I have no more big dogs here to take care of, which was a big deal. I've had big dogs for decades. And that was I couldn't travel when I had the Pyrenees here. It was very hard because she wasn't going anywhere. And the Terrier, the two of them together just meant I had to have people around her. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons why I'm free for the first time in a long time. I mean, in like decades. And one thing I might not have mentioned is that when I was 18, you know, I bought a Volkswagen bus and I spent 4 or 5 years and 200,000 miles being nomadic in that. And then I traded that for a Nissan pickup with a camper and spent another 2 years and another hundreds of thousands of miles being nomadic in that. And then I traded that for my Dodge truck, which I still have 30 years later, and a Dodge truck with a camper. And I've put 400,000 miles of nomadic lifestyle on that. And, you know, I didn't live anywhere for longer than 6 months until I was like 33 or 32. So I've always been a nomad in a vehicle, going looking for surf or snow. And so I've got the means to do it again, you guys. So this has been an awesome week for me. I got the van. It was like a 12-hour mission to drive over there, make a deal, come home. I got home and there was a message on my phone. And so I returned the call. It was the manager from the big boat shop. And you guys will remember that last spring when I was so busy building two big work boats, and it took about 4 months, and I made a lot of money, and I just about killed myself. Well, guess what? They signed a deal for 6 more of those same exact boats, and I'm the guy who wires them. So he was calling to see if I would say yes before they could say yes to their 6 boats, which is, I mean, I'm going to say it means $15 million of business or something to my little town. So it's a big deal. So, yeah. And I'm going to wire them. They said they'd try and give me a couple kids. But I basically wire them myself. So that happened right when I got home from buying this car, and, you know, from trading for my car. So I'd been making plans to travel, figuring out what I was going to do with all this free time, and all of a sudden, boom, something pops up on my schedule. So I changed things dramatically, because I was wondering how long I was going to have to stretch my little nest egg, when my next job was going to come, what was going to happen if it didn't come, you know, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out, I actually now, I'm like, eek, the other way. I've got only a little bit of time to try and spend all this money. Not all this money, but, you know, a little bit of time to travel around, meaning I can spend some money. Because I'm probably going to be back to work without a break. Starting in, we have to deliver the first one in May. So they're probably going to be fabbing in January, and they'll probably flip the whole, I would guess, in early February. And they'll tell me they're ready by middle of February, but really March 1st, I would say I need to be ready to go to work. It might happen earlier, March, April, May, because I can't wire one of those boats in 6 weeks or barely. So, how about that, you guys? So I have spent, I got home Friday night, today's Sunday morning, so I spent all day yesterday taking all the seats out of that thing, building window shades, going to go down today and weld up a bed frame for it. I spent a lot of time on Amazon, and I spent some of that money buying a mattress and a navigation system, and I got a track phone cell phone, because you guys know I don't own a cell phone, so I got a temporary cell phone for the next 60 days. I'm going surfing, you guys. I'm going to drive down to California, I think, probably within like a couple days here. I mean, literally probably like, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday. I got a few things I want to take care of. I'm going to try and get my passport figured out, renewed. You know, I've got some stuff on the list to take care of. I got to deal with. I still don't have a new roommate, but I mean, I met a roommate, new roommate this week. He agreed to take the place, so it looks like it's going to happen, but I've got to get that nailed down and figured out. But yeah, I get to go on a little trip. So I'm not going to stay out on the road forever. I think I'm going to go out for just a week or two. Got some friends in SoCal I want to come see. Hey, Robin. Robin, if you're there, if you watch this one, maybe I'll come meet you for lunch or something. I know last time you made a nice offer of meeting in person. So if anyone else is along the way between Washington and California, hopefully along the coast, and you'd like to meet or have lunch or something, hit me up. I'll probably be driving around looking for friends. So yeah, I'm going to drive. I'm going to go maybe try and find some my next lifetime surfboards. I'm got some money. I'm going to go down the surfboard list and hopefully buy a surfboard or two. Do some Craigslisting. And I'm going to go do some winter surfing in California, which I've kind of never done. Look at how happy I am, you guys. I'm like going to cry. And, oh wow, it's the first time I'm talking about this to anybody. I'm getting choked up. I am so excited. Yay. So yeah, you guys, wow, I really am crying. I'm really happy, you guys. I didn't expect this, and to have it happen and to have it point out to me what it was I wanted to do, kind of steer me on this direction. So, you know, I'm excited about all of it. Like, I think if I just had the car, and I would be a little, you know, I mean, when I say all, but I'm excited about the fact that there's work coming around the corner, that I've got a big work. I mean, it's going to be hard. I'm going to have a hard time, as you guys know. I was burnt on 4 months last time. So 6 months or 8 months is going to be brutal. But I'm going to come out the other side, you guys. I'm going to be able to get all the way situated for some more mobile adventures, which it seems like is what I want to do. At least right now, that's what I'm feeling, you know, and I feel like I can do everything. I feel like right now it's like, wow, it's all falling into place. The fences are good. I've got tons of grass right now. I've got all of my pastures lined out. They're on the first of a bunch of new pastures, so they can stay there for a month. They won't be hungry. I can move them again after that. They can stay for another month. I can move them again after that. They can stay for another month. So I'm in a really unique position in that I don't need to hay during the winter. So I don't need daily checkups on the cows. I've got people living in the house, so they can kind of keep an eye on things and email me if there's fence problems, and I have friends I can call on. I mean, I'm free for the first time. I can travel. So I think what I'm going to do is just go out for a week or two, try and come home and see my family for Thanksgiving for the first time in years. And then maybe I'll go back out in December a little bit if I have some money, or maybe not. Maybe I'll sit tight for December. Want to see my family for Christmas as well. And then definitely travel through January and into February or some of that if I can afford to. I mean, I only have a few thousand bucks, so we'll see how far it goes. But travel a bit in January and then get ready to get back here and get back to work. But you guys, I'm so thrilled. I'm excited a little bit about surfing and stuff, but really I'm just excited to get out on the road, to get out of the house and see and meet some people. You know, you guys know I sit here and I talk about going out and I don't do it. One of the reasons is it's hard to go out of my little town. So you guys, I think, understand, you know, going to a new place, you're just going to be out and about. I just can't wait. I'm just so excited for so many new, in so many ways, for new adventures and to challenge myself. You know, I am worried about eating out there on the road over a long extended period of time. You know, I've gone on 2-day and 3-day trips and I've come back and been a little affected. So we'll see. I'm a little apprehensive, but I'm excited to get out there and just give it a try. So it's kind of an exciting new phase. So I'm really hoping I can bring you guys along. I'm not sure yet. I don't think I'm going to bring a laptop that can edit. I just have a little like netbook kind of thing that doesn't have enough room to even put an editing program on. So I might try and upload just some whole videos without edits for you guys while I'm on the road. We'll see. I'm going to try and bring you guys along with. But yeah, that's it. That's my story. So I'm so thrilled, you guys. I'm getting myself all set up. I'm still super busy. I'm going to go down today and probably work all day in the shop. And then this next week we'll have a busy few days. And so we'll see if I get out of here this week or not. I might be sitting here next Sunday talking to you and hopefully getting ready to go do something fun. Maybe something will happen and change my plans. But in the moment right now, I'm feeling like, well, I know I'm going to build up a travel rig. So I'm having a lot of fun building that thing out, first of all. It's really just a blast to set up a camper rig again. And I'm in such a great place for it, you guys. I'm living such a simple life the camper doesn't really need anything. And I'm looking at everyone else's rigs, and they got kitchens and storage. And I mean, I'm not going to store any meat. I might bring a little day cooler that I can throw some cooked stuff in. I'm going to bring a little grill. Planning on just living on fast food and cooking some burgers every now and then. But don't need much for a kitchen. I don't need much recreation gear. I'm just sort of content these days to hang out. I'll bring my surfboards, but I don't need to bring my bike or skateboards or guitars. Or, you know, I used to just travel with a whole entourage of stuff. And I'm looking forward to reading some books and sitting in some coffee shops and making some, you know, photographs. And yeah, I just am so excited, you guys. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm like, oh, I was saying, I was just really enjoying fitting out the camper and keeping it simple. Just gonna have a little cot in there and place to hide some surfboards underneath that. And it'll be dead simple. I'm gonna bring my Chihuahua. We're gonna go on the road for the first time, see how he handles that, meet some people. Man, I'm so excited, you guys. So yeah, so there's my update. Big changes. In terms of folks in California, C or D, whatever you want me to call you, that goes for you too. Love to meet you for lunch or whatever if you'd like to. So hit me up if that's, I won't freak you out by putting you on the spot, but let me know. And anyone else, like I said, I'd love to meet you guys. So if you'd like a carnivore visit, let's do it. And yeah, so I think I'll let it go with that. Power's still out, so I can't edit this, but I can go do some other stuff. Can't weld. What can I do? Maybe I can go to Home Depot and get some plywood. So, yeah, you guys, that's my deal. That's my plan. That's my life. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to share it with you guys. And isn't that interesting? Being in the moment is easy when you got things to do in the moment. So I am still right here and still super thankful. So grateful, you guys. I am so grateful. What a life, huh? It's a beautiful, beautiful place that we get to be. We get to spend our time, and I feel so fortunate. So yeah, I'm thankful as always for all of you guys. You guys have really made it possible for me to get here. I believe your support, your comments, the process of going, you know, the act of going through this process, it's just all helped me move forward. And I haven't arrived anywhere. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life, trying to figure out, you know, where I'm going and how to get there. But I'm super thankful for all you guys and super thankful for what I've learned and where I am right now. So I hope you guys are great. I guess I'm just going to keep saying the same stuff if I don't cut it off, so I'll stop right now. But I hope you guys are fabulous. Had a wonderful week, and maybe I'll get to see some of you guys in the coming week, so I look forward to that. I'll definitely give you guys some updates. I'm going to look forward to a change of scenery for you guys. And yeah, I'm scattered. I'm so excited. I don't know what to say. So thank you guys so much for everything. As always, thanks for listening and watching. And I will see you guys next time. All right, you guys have a great week. Thanks. See ya.